Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and this guy, Ryan Wood, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, first things first, I'll start off with David Bakhtiari's comments yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show that I know you saw. As far as if Kansas City can do it and if they want us, then the Packers should be able to do the same thing for us. Do you think that Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones will both be brought back to this Packers team?
I think David Bakhtiari has got a better chance than Aaron Jones. And that's not to say that Aaron Jones won't be. I mean, Aaron Jones has said that his agent is working in negotiations with the Packers.
Right.
So I would think that, yeah, I mean, there's a real possibility of that. The point David Bakhtiari is making, he's dead accurate with this, is that if both of them are not back, it's not because of the cap. Because cap manipulation is very real in the NFL. There's a lot of things you can do in terms of proration, in terms of backloading cap hits and those sort of things to get under the cap. It's not a real impediment. And so that was David Bakhtiari's argument. And as far as Bakhtiari's future, I have a really hard time imagining that he's not in a Packers uniform next year. He's an all-pro left tackle with not only an aging future Hall of Fame quarterback, but very likely a quarterback transition coming up in the next few years, both of which situations are, it's very ideal to have an all-pro left tackle. Just, hey, the blind side, you don't have to worry about it. It's taken care of. That's what David Bakhtiari does for you. So even if they can't get up to Laremy Tunsil's $22 million APY, even if there's a disconnect there, you've got to think at the end of the day they're going to franchise David Bakhtiari. I cannot imagine him being in another uniform next year. It would be stunning to let that happen.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. But I think Aaron Jones, it may be about how good A.J. Dillon can be, and we don't know that yet. But right now, I don't know if they knew if Aaron Jones could be this good or this dynamic. I mean, if it keeps going its way, and let's just hope that it does, and knock on wood that he stays healthy, I mean, he could be one of the most dynamic running backs in the league with the way they're using him offensively. So you look at the investment is just going up for him, not down.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that the more fascinating debate with Aaron Jones is really not just Aaron Jones or David Bakhtiari. I think David Bakhtiari is locked, sealed, and done. I mean, that's got to happen, right?
Right.
But it's Aaron Jones or Kevin King. And if you're playing fantasy football, I mean, who's the more dynamic player? It's Aaron Jones, right? But which is the more valuable position? It's cornerback. Who's on this roster to replace Kevin King? Nobody. Aaron Jones has a potential replacement in place in the form of A.J. Dillon. again, because of cap manipulation, it's not something where it has to be one or the other. They can re-sign both. They can do things with the cap to make that happen. But in terms of a cash flow, in terms of value assessment, I think it's closer than people realize, because Kevin King, if he stays healthy again, and the medical's a red flag, he is a good corner in this league. Good corners are really, really valuable commodities in this league. There's not enough good corners in this league, and you've got two of them in Kevin King and Jaire Alexander. So much of what they do defensively hinges off the idea that they're good on the perimeter. The perimeter coverage is solid. You put both those guys in man-on-man coverage, and you let your pass rushers go get them. In the middle of the field, you rotate the help. You're good on the perimeter. That's their defense. If you lose Kevin King, you're losing a big part of that defensive philosophy, that defensive identity. Again, I don't think it's an either-or. I think that both those guys are good players, and they're core players for the Packers, and both those guys are players that the Packers need to re-sign. But I do think that it's an interesting debate if they approach it as, okay, only one, which one you re-sign, because running backs don't get paid in this league. That's just that's a reality of that position. And they've got a potential replacement in A.J. Dillon, where cornerbacks who do get paid in this league, they don't really have a replacement for Kevin King.
Yeah, I want to move to injuries. Billy Turner, we saw Corey Leslie leave the game, and of course Devontae Adams. But the Saints, I mean, I don't know if Michael Thomas is – I don't know if he's going to play or not. I don't know, but – I think injuries as a whole has really hit the NFL and some of the top players. So maybe it'll come down to the healthiest team. But have you heard anything on the injuries, or the Packers have been pretty tight-lipped about it?
Well, Corey Lindsley was out there today, so that's promising. Kenny Clark was not. Until Kenny Clark is out, you just kind of assume that he's not available. He'll be back when he can be back, you know. That groin, who knows?
Yeah, I won't see him. I don't want to see him until the bye week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize. I said I don't want to see Kenny Clark until after the bye week.
that makes sense. Yeah. Even if it's not the bye, yeah. they've got a long week for Monday Night Football coming up, week four. So there's some time there.
Yeah. Yep.
Devontae Adams. Who knows? He didn't practice today. It could very, very well be a situation where he doesn't practice all week and just goes out there on Sunday. That could be. Very well, the situation with Devontae Adams just depends on the hamstring. It was bloody carnage throughout the NFL on Sunday. I mean, teams got ravaged with injuries, and we didn't see it. I mean, I was watching the Packers, and the Packers, as has been the case since Matt LaFleur took over, the Packers were unscathed. They've been remarkably healthy since the start of last year. But you better believe Matt LaFleur is very well aware of what other teams, other contenders in the league endured last week. And they're going to be careful with their guys, because this season, every season is a war of attrition, every single season in the NFL. But this season more than any, because of the uniqueness of the off season, because of the difficulty in just getting guys back and getting their bodies back, this season more than any is really a war of attrition. So they're going to be beyond cautious with their core guys that they need in the long haul.
Maybe we can ask you this question. Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. But because we know they're short on defensive linemen, what is their maybe apprehension or thoughts of what's wrong with – is it Snacks Harrison? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they bring him in? Do you know why that wouldn't be just –
You know,
off the top of your head.
I don't know an exact answer to that. It's really, for me, the same as any time a guy is out there for an extended period of time, unsigned, and especially in this case, a guy who's 31 years old and has got some mileage. If a guy's not getting signed, there's usually a reason for it. And this guy's not getting signed by any team right now. So that's not to say it won't happen. And sometimes teams just miss the boat. I mean, look at Cam Newton, how long he was unsigned this offseason,
right?
And he's a guy. I mean, everyone missed the boat on that. So sometimes teams can miss. But
was there ever an issue with him on a personal side or anything like that with him? Or because we know Cam had some bad.
I don't know enough about the situation to say one way or the other. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's been unsigned for a while, and you see that happen sometimes. You know, Snacks Harrison, he's got a big personality. I don't think that this is a Packers team that is averse to big personality. Za'Darius Smith has as big a personality as anybody. They love Za'Darius Smith, and for every good reason. So, you know, I don't know that there's anything there, but I don't know. I just kind of always fall back on there's a reason why a guy's not getting signed. I don't necessarily know what it is, but it other teams might.
Well, let me throw up Clay Matthews out there, too. Why don't they bring him in, too, Gary? You want to see him?
Well, I mean, I think he can help him at inside backer. But Clay, now, I guess the word was that Clay was actually looking at going somewhere, I forget what the team, and they could not agree on a contract.
Denver, and they didn't agree on the price. I thought at the beginning of the offseason, Clay Matthews made a lot of sense because what they needed was more depth at outside linebacker and more depth at inside linebacker. So, hey, if you can get a guy kind of like Zach Bond, right, out of Wisconsin in the draft, but if you can get a guy on the open market who can do both, then it makes sense. That is literally Clay Matthews. But, you know, the reality, Chris Barnes has had two really good weeks at inside linebacker. Kamal Martin had a really good camp at inside linebacker. Christian Kirksey's been all over the place. That's not to say that in two games they've solved the position. I mean, that would be really premature, right? But it is possible that inside linebacker is not the train wreck that we all thought it was going to be going into the year. It has been much better than I expected for 2 weeks. And slowly you're starting to see some potential there with some of the young guys. You know, they're going to get Kamal Martin back and see if he can kind of, if he's healthy with the knee and he can kind of pick up where he left off in camp. Chris Barnes has been pretty good. I mean, he's for undrafted guy. He's a heck of a player, and they've got the veteran Christian Kirksey. So, you know, sometimes what we think is needs is not actually needs. And at some level, you know, teams are wrong all the time, but sometimes they get it right too.
Right, there he is, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He always gets it right. He joins us on Wednesdays and Fridays here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Ryan, we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, take care, guys.
There he is, Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion, our growing your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, comes up next here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.